Divine Bonds, God's Work. This comes from Ireland and is written by the Columban Sisters. People's behaviour is usually their response to the historical situations in which they find themselves. In 1918, Lady Frances Maloney had in mind some kind of sisterhood, and from 1918 to 1920, she was a prime mover in bringing this to reality. Father John Blowick, co-founder of the Missionary Society of St. Columban, referred to her as the first live spark of what became the Missionary Sisters of St. Columban. He saw her as the woman sent by God, and together they worked and prayed and planned and refined the constitutions of the newly founded Missionary Congregation of Columban Sisters. The context of Lady Frances Maloney's dreams of some kind of sisterhood was born against the backdrop of war. In 1916, Europe was on the march. The 1914-18 war was at its peak. War propaganda was thick in the air, with men urged on to do great things. Patriotism encouraged them to be willing to sacrifice everything for the love of their country. The challenge was great, and many young men and not so young men marched onto the battlefields to fight for the great cause. And some men went proudly and gladly with their heads held high and sureness in their steps, but some wondered and reflected on the death and destruction, crippled bodies and damaged minds. And in the end, what would victory mean? In 1916, China was coming to an awareness of herself. She was keenly aware of her great empire and the vastness of her territories. She was also aware of her potential as a world power. Ireland in 1916 was awakening to the cause of freedom. Revolution was in the air, and the youth of the nation were not asleep. The leaders of the movement were men and women of high ideals, poets, writers, scholars, mystics, and idealists. Their goal was not merely that Ireland should fight for freedom from foreign domination, but that she become free to shape her own destiny and to make available to her sons and daughters the heritage of faith and culture that was rightly theirs. They aspired to take their place in the world in a manner worthy of God and country. They were in no doubt as to the greatness of their cause and the dedication it required. They weren't blind to the sacrifices that might be asked of them. Ireland was witnessing a rebirth, and like every birth, it came by way of suffering. Padraic Pearce summed up his insight and understanding when he wrote, "I turned my face to the road before me, to the deed I see and the death that will be mine." In 1916, the Irish Church was experiencing an extraordinary upsurge in missionary zeal, which touched almost every household for many years. New centres of missionary endeavour emerged. Leaders rose who were committed to the cause, challenge and call of mission. They put their hands to the plough and never looked back. Father John Blowick was one such who took up the call and challenge of the mission. He gave up his professional chair in Ireland's National Seminary, Maynooth, and in 1920 made his first journey to the Far East when he led the pioneer group of Columban Fathers on mission to China. In 1918 he wrote, "The work is God's work, not yours or mine. God is behind the whole thing and he will see it through." On the 7th of February 1922, six young ladies arrived to join the congregation. On the day after, four more came, and on the 16th of February 1922, two young ladies came from Australia. Now, life in the new congregation could go ahead. Right from the beginning, the emphasis was on preparation for China. It seemed a distant dream. However, in March of 1926, shipping accommodations for a group of sisters were booked for the autumn. They sailed 13,000 miles to Shanghai and couldn't presume they would ever see Ireland again. and the missionary sisters of St. Columban had reached their goal. Today, Columban sisters are back again in China. They are also in Korea, the Philippines, Pakistan, Myanmar, the US, Britain, and Ireland. Sisters from Asia have been missioned abroad and are carrying on the work of those first sisters who left the security of their daily lives to venture into places unknown so that all people could come to know the living God. They have the same energy and dedication as the sisters had 100 years ago. What Father Blowick wrote is still relevant. The work is God's work. He is behind the whole thing, and he will see it through. That article written by the Columban Sisters in Ireland, the congregational leadership team of the missionary sisters of St. Columban's, is based in Ireland.